mining company Rio Tinto is being accused of backing away from commitments to ongoing monitoring of its rehabilitation of the Ranger uranium mine, which will cease operations in January. The company has promised to spend almost $750 million on 5 years of rehabilitation works, but Kakadu National Park traditional owners, as well as scientists and the federal government, say they want a binding commitment to ongoing monitoring of the process. Jane Barden reports.
Professor Alan Anderson is an ant specialist. In Kakadu National Park, he's contributing to federal government studies that are setting benchmarks for its animals and plants.
So this is a little orangey ant with a black mark on its abdomen. Is the Savannah strobe ant.
Nearby, Rio Tinto's been mining uranium at its Ranger mine for 40 years. And it's now turning its attention to rehabilitating the area to a state similar to the surrounding national park.
We compare the types of ant species that are occurring at the rehabilitated site with those that are expected to occur in unmined areas, and the difference gives us an indication of how well that site has been restored.
Uranium processing must cease at the mine by January. The local Mirar traditional owners are happy Rio Tinto has committed $743 million for 5 years of rehabilitation works. But the chief executive of the Mirar Skinjegmi Corporation, Justin O'Brien, says they want a concrete commitment to ongoing monitoring.
This is an opportunity for Rio to demonstrate its corporate social responsibility. The science that they've done so far, the planning that they've done has been good. The timeline is not adequate.
The company's mine closure plan identifies critical risks, including how it will handle radioactive wastewater. Rio Tinto has told PM it has allocated about $20 million for ongoing monitoring. It's committed to 25 years of monitoring, but there's concern that money won't stretch far. Dr. Gavin Mudd from RMIT University is a member of an independent technical committee overseeing the mine.
There's no real clarity on exactly what the financial mechanisms will be beyond 2026, how we fund the ongoing monitoring and maintenance. We should actually have already ironed a lot of that out.
He says it may take decades for problems including a toxic plume seeking from a dam to come to your head.
And other issues like the solutes moving in groundwater from the rehabilitated landform, the peaks from those will probably be over 50 to 100 years or so.
Rio Tinto says it's unreservedly committed to the full and complete rehabilitation of Ranger to a level comparable to Kakadu. But confidence has been further undermined after the company announced it wants to stop paying the $2 million a year it now puts towards federal government monitoring.
Certainly, Juukan Gorge dented confidence in people's, you know, view of Rio and Ranger. You know, we can't take our eyes off the game.
The Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, says she's determined to ensure Rio Tinto and its subsidiary ERA, which operates the mine, keep paying for the rehabilitation monitoring well into the future.
The Australian public expects ERA and by extension Rio to step up, do the right thing and indeed do what their undertaking was all those years ago.
Is the federal government planning to legislate to mandate that the company have a particular level of financial commitment after 2026?
We're discussing a range of matters, but I expect them to do whatever they need to do at this point in time to fulfil their obligations, because those are obligations that I'm determined to hold them to.
Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee speaking with Jane Barden.